let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go batshit cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista doing Breaking Bad News. We started doing this because somebody had to tell somebody something. We thought it would be good to do on the radio because, listen, if it's, you know, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it big time. And now we get all kinds. Today is with Calvin. Good morning, Calvin.
Good morning.
Thanks for our calling and being on Breaking Bad News. Who are you going to be breaking bad news today to?
I'm calling my brother Joshua.
What exactly is going on in your and Joshua's life here?
We were always super, super competitive. You know, he was more book smart and I was more, you know, did the athletic thing. So you got like straight A's and I would kind of got, you know, B's and C's. So he's a couple years younger than I am. He's looking at his top colleges, and we have this family in town. They have a lot of money and the dad started the scholarship fund. So he'd been working on a while for this essay, that he put together and he sent it in. And we had forgotten about it for a while, but I was going through the grocery store. I had to like run an errand and I bumped into his teacher. He said, "Oh man, congrats! Your brother won the scholarship." And I forget what he did at the time, but I was really, really pissed at him. So I intercepted the letter, and I sent him a response that said, "Thank you, but pass this on to someone more deserving because I got a full scholarship to the college that I picked."
All right, hey, so this was
a while ago.
Yeah, I was gonna say. This has been a few years. Obviously,
yeah.
And so you were mad at your brother, and he got this letter was it going to pay for college?
It wasn't going to pay for college, but it was a nice chunk. It was like $10,000.
10 grand.
Yeah, that's good.
And
yeah, it was just kind of one of those like symbolic, but you know, 10 grand is pretty, pretty good.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, back 10 years ago.
It'll pay some stuff.
All right. Well, that's kind of a douchey thing. And you've never told him this?
I don't know. I'm trying to clean up my conscience lately. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
Okay.
I mean, fortunately, he ended up going to the school that he did want to go to. And he got a pretty decent scholarship, but something like that. So I don't think it took too hard of a financial hit.
Right. Yeah. All right. We're going to dial the phone. It'll just be you and Joshua on the phone together. We're going to mute the line that Joshua's on, so only you'll be able to hear us anyway until we break in. And then we'll come in near the end of the call and try to rescue you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Calvin,
good luck.
Calling Joshua here on Breaking Bad News.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call you this morning. Something's kind of been weighing on my mind for a little bit. It's a long time ago, but remember you were writing that essay? The Walter family had that $8,000 or $10,000 scholarship your senior year.
From high school, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I bumped into your teacher, Mr. Jenkins, in the grocery store, and he had told me that you won it, and I intercepted.
I didn't.
The letter.
No, I didn't win that. I didn't get that. Went
no,
to somebody
you
else.
Did. You did. They said that Andrea won it, but that's because I sent in the letter saying that you had gotten a full ride to the college that you wanted, and
came right out.
Pass it on to somebody that needed it, and I don't remember what you did, and it was so super lame.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up. You're saying that I got the scholarship, but you...
Yeah, you want it.
You told them I didn't want it?
Yeah, I said that you got a full ride.
Are you fucking serious?
It was supposed to apply to tuition, so I told them that you had your tuition covered. Dude, I know it's been a long time.
You're sorry.
I've kind of like
you're
felt
sorry.
Super bad about you.
I'm still straddled with student loans, and you're fucking sorry. How about you start writing me a goddamn check every month so I can pay off the debt that I have that I wouldn't have if you hadn't fucking done that. How about
I
that?
I mean, you still would have had a pretty good chunk of debt. I mean,
yeah, every little bit helps, bro. I mean, you're talking about 10 grand.
Yeah, that was a lot of hours.
So the way I figure it is, you owe me 10 grand plus the freaking interest that I'm paying for student loans.
I'll pay your interest.
No, you'll pay the whole goddamn thing. I mean, what the hell? I mean, that's like
man.
You stole money from me.
Kind of indirectly. Yeah, I'm
kind
sorry, man. I don't even remember what you did.
You've always been a douchebag, and this is just further proof. You
man.
Owe me money, man. You need to help me pay off this loan.
Hi, good morning. Is this Joshua?
Who the hell is this?
This is Marco and Krista. We're on 93.1 Jams radio station with your brother.
So is this whole thing a joke?
No.
It's a joke.
It is definitely not a joke,
no,
actually.
It's not.
No, it's 100% real. But he wanted some help in breaking the bad news to you because he thought it might go the way we're going here. You seem upset. obviously you lost $10,000.
I seem upset. Man, you're way to, yeah. You can really fucking put two and two together, can't you?
Yeah. Well, DJs,
I seem upset.
They're smart.
You're telling me that my asshole brother stole 10 grand from me, and I may seem upset about
steal that. 10 grand. I just denied you 10 grand.
Mm. Doesn't seem too sorry about it, Calvin. I mean, you're kind of...
No, I'm super sorry about it.
I'm super sorry about it. F you.
Okay, listen, obviously this is probably not, this is going to take a few phone calls, but at least, Joshua, at least Calvin has come clean. Now you know you got the scholarship, you can feel good about that.
Are you out of your fucking mind too? Are you ridiculous? Yeah. I can feel good about that?
Yeah.
I have an additional $10,000 in debt plus freaking interest that I am still paying, and with $10,000 lighter plus the freaking interest, if this
would you have rather of your brother not to have told you, in all honesty?
I wish my brother would just... and die, for God's sake. That's what I really wish.
Oh, that's intense.
What if he dies tomorrow?
It's only $10,000. It's only $10,000.
This is the latest in the string of shit. He bleeds my parents dry, constantly hitting them up for money because he can't even make a goddamn living. Piece of crap.
Oh. All right, well, yeah, this is brotherly love is what this is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hopefully you guys will all handle it together.
Yeah. So what do you want from me? Do you want anything else from me? Or are you done now? You shit on my day and that's it? Aww. We're done?
Are you asking me or are you asking Calvin?
Yeah, you just better stop talking, Marco. What did you say?
I'm all set.
All right, well, Calvin, I would suggest you call Joshua and then try to just see how
Don't call me.
Okay. This is not how I thought it would go.
Sorry.
I thought it would be... No, actually, this is exactly how I thought this would go.
Yeah.
We're going to get you guys off the air, and hopefully you guys can talk it out a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk it out. Screw you.
Vern! I just peed my pants! Oh, yeah.